This month's two-week-long exercises are largely computer simulations. There will be no live-fire drills with troops or tanks rolling through the South Korean countryside. The drills are designed to prepare staff to carry out a mission on the Korean Peninsula, either defensive or offensive. They'll also test South Korea's ability to take over command in the event of a war. North Korea has warned the Allies against holding the drills. And perhaps, in a sign of frustration, Pyongyang appears to have been testing missiles since late July. After one test, North Korea threatened Seoul for developing what Pyongyang called ultra-modern offensive weapons. Kim Jong-un also claims President Donald Trump promised during their brief meeting at the DMZ in June that the Allies wouldn't conduct any more drills. I'm Bruce Harrison in Seoul.